Good afternoon. We'll continue to see a drying trend across interior New York and southern New England behind a trough of low pressure, which produced a round of showers late at night and early this morning. As that trough continues to pivot out, clouds will tend to break up a bit more, and we'll see more in the way of sunshine across the area as we get deeper into the afternoon. This will allow temperatures to reach well above average readings and mainly in the lower 50s by late in the day. There'll even be some middle 50s, especially in the middle and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, where we see more in the way of sunshine. Skies will stay mostly cloudy tonight, and another relatively mild night, upper 30s and lower 40s on average. And we'll have a decent day tomorrow with high pressure and control keeping it dry, and with a mix of sun and clouds even a touch milder, with highs averaging in the lower to middle 50s. Over the weekend, a storm system will track through the Great Lakes and to our north. This could push a few clouds through from time to time on Saturday. We'll have some sunshine come through as well, with highs again in the lower to mid-50s. A stronger storm will develop in the middle of the country on Sunday. This will pull even milder air our way during the second half of the weekend. We'll have a fair amount of clouds, still mixed with some sunshine, but with an increasing southerly wind, temperatures will surge towards 60. Showers will be around on Sunday night, but a better chance at a steadier and perhaps heavier rain during the day on Monday as that storm pivots through the area. High temperatures out ahead of this system will still be well up into the 50s to around 60. Behind this system, not too terribly cool, with a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 50s for Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain will move into Northern California as the onslaught of storms moves across the West Coast. Flood watches and warnings remain in effect from Northern California into Oregon and Washington, where runoff from excessive rainfall will cause significant rises on area streams, creeks, and rivers. Mudslides and debris flows are also possible, especially near recently burned areas. And heavy snow and strong winds over the mountain passes of the Sierra will spread into the Great Basin and Northern Rockies into the weekend. Winter storm warnings are out for the Sierras, where as much as 2 to 3 feet of snow may accumulate across the highest terrain and 1 to 2 feet at pass level. Winter weather advisories have been issued for the Intermountain West, and high wind warnings and advisories are out with the possibility of wind gusts of up to 75 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, to a low of 11 at Gothic and Monte Vista, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sun in the mid-50s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high 64 set in 1966, and the record low 4 below zero in 1902. Sunrise this morning at 7:14 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy skies today with some breaks of sunshine and highs around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mixture of sunshine and clouds during the afternoon with highs in the mid 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds through the afternoon hours with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog developing and lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mixture of clouds with some sunshine this afternoon and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, remaining mild, lower to mid-50s. More clouds Saturday, some sunshine from time to time, lower to mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, becoming breezy and quite mild to warm, near 60. A good chance of rain on Monday, also mostly cloudy and breezy otherwise, in the upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Tuesday and Wednesday as well, remaining on the mild side with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.